This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. President Bush and Democratic nominee John Kerry each highlighted domestic issues in campaign appearances yesterday. The president was in Michigan, one of those much sought-after battleground states. He attacked Kerry's proposals for health care reform as creating an expensive government bureaucracy. Senator Kerry, meanwhile, was in Washington, where he accused the president of doing nothing to prevent the expiration of the 1994 ban on assault weapons. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
The president's campaign bus rolled through three western Michigan cities, Muskegon, Holland, and Battle Creek, in a state that has given him trouble in elections past. In 2000, he lost the Republican primary here to Senator John McCain. Then in the general election, he lost to Al Gore, and even though state-by-state polls across the country show the president edging ahead in some swing states, not so Michigan, where the latest polls give John Kerry a small lead. Still, the Bush campaign is hoping to win Michigan, and the president spent the day shoring up his base in Republican strongholds and reaching out to voters in one strongly Democratic county. That was the case at a Monday morning event in Muskegon, where the president's focus was health care.
I have a practical, common-sense plan to make health care available and affordable.
He talked about allowing small companies to join forces to get cheaper rates and the need to limit medical malpractice lawsuits. The president also went on the attack, sharply criticizing John Kerry's proposal to provide health insurance for more than half of the 45 million Americans who are currently uninsured. The president said Kerry's plan would be massive, complicated, and expensive. He cited a new study by the conservative think tank, the American Enterprise Institute.
There's a independent study which has been released, which says that his plan would cost the taxpayers $1.5 trillion in new government spending. Not only is his plan going to increase the power of bureaucrats in your lives, but he can't pay for it unless he raises your taxes.
The Kerry campaign quickly responded that the study and the president exaggerated the costs and mischaracterized the plan. Now, health care could be a deciding factor among elderly, undecided voters in Michigan, but political analysts say the president's biggest problem in the state is the economy. There have been big job losses over the past 4 years, many of them in manufacturing. Ed Sarpolis is an independent pollster.
The number one issue in Michigan is economy and jobs, because with a $1 billion deficit in the state, laying off nearly 6,000 teachers, with health and current insurance being dropped by many employers, people losing benefits, jobs not growing as fast as they should, then, yeah, that's something where the president hurts.
John Kerry, meanwhile, campaigned yesterday on another domestic issue, the expiration of the decade-old ban on assault weapons. President Bush is on the record as supporting the weapons ban, but over the past year, he has not been aggressive in pushing the Republican-controlled Congress to extend it. He did not comment on the issue yesterday. In Washington, Kerry was joined by law enforcement personnel and other backers of the ban.
Today, George Bush chose to make the job of terrorists easier and make the job of America's police officers harder, and that's just plain wrong.
Kerry accused the president of wanting credit for backing the ban, but not wanting to anger the gun lobby by working to keep the ban in place.
The president made the wrong choice for Americans, and the American people are going to pay the price for his choice. He failed the test of leadership by saying that he supports an assault weapons ban, but then doing everything in his power to keep the Republicans from sending it to him. That is not what we expect in leadership from a president of the United States.
And so it went yesterday in the campaign, a rare day when the focus was mostly on domestic issues, but a day not so rare in that it was marked by attack and counterattack from each camp. Today, the president speaks to the National Guard Association in Las Vegas. Kerry, who addresses the same group on Thursday, will be in Wisconsin, Ohio, and Michigan today. Don Gagne, NPR News.